Hello and welcome to another installment of Cryptids, Folklore or More, a podcast where we explore whether cryptids are purely folklore or more. Since this episode started being written in October, a month where horror and frights are brought to the forefront of our imaginations, I figured why not discuss a cryptid that plays to one of the most common fears among people, that being arachnophobia, or the fear of spiders. Unfortunately, I've gone over schedule and it's now November, so I'm going to pivot to Thanksgiving. And on that note, let's all be grateful if this cryptid doesn't exist. There's no denying spiders look scary and unsettling with their 8 legs and 8 black lifeless eyes, and this appearance seems to be one of the top drivers of discomfort towards them. Personally, I've always found spiders to be cool looking and wouldn't label myself as an arachnophobe. However, I'm yet to have an encounter with a loose toxic spider. I've always been more fearful of ticks because unlike spiders, they are actively trying to bite into walking blood bags such as humans to satiate themselves. Is this fear towards spiders justified in people? There's an estimated 38,000 different spider species, and from that large number, only about 100 of these actually have venom that poses a danger to humans. However, what if I told you there's stories of spiders the size of bicycles at the minimum roaming about? Spiders that would be way too big to be eaten in our sleep. I'm not sure how many of you have heard that people eat spiders in their sleep, but to anyone who needs to hear it, it's just a myth. Don't start freaking out. Hearing about giant arachnids probably elicits feelings in some of us wanting to torch the entire planet with a planet-sized flamethrower, and that's totally understandable. In this episode, we will be returning to Central Africa to discuss stories of such massive creepy crawlies that might just get under your skin. In the Congo of Africa, stories exist of gigantic spiders known as the Chabafufi. This name means very large spider in the local Baka language. For reference, the world's biggest spider is known as the Goliath Bird Eater, which belongs to the tarantula family of spiders, a group that comprises spiders notable for their large hairy bodies and legs. According to the National Geographic, the Goliath Bird Eater can reach up to 11 inches in length. The Chabafufi, with their clear case of giganticism, would likely accidentally step on the Goliath Bird Eater when going for a casual stroll. Most sources I found describe the Chabafufi as similar to tarantulas, sharing traits such as hairy bodies and having the ability to stand almost to the height of a person if they put their feet together. If such creatures walk the earth with us, then we can only be grateful that they seem to be segregated to such a secluded part of the world, such as the Congolese jungles. A fairly large area, to be fair. The Congo Basin is the world's second largest tropical rainforest after all. So, what evidence and or eyewitness accounts even exist that might lend some credence to these tales of giant 8-legged organisms, and did the witnesses in these even live to tell the tale? One notable story that came up often when I was doing research on the Chabafufi was an encounter from 1938. This encounter was supposedly by R.K. Lloyd and Marjorie Lloyd, an English couple who were on an excursion to the Belgian Congo. Here the couple found themselves traveling in a truck on a road that went through the jungle, when suddenly a large creature bolted across the road in front of them, causing them to have to bring their vehicle to a complete halt. It was described as resembling a giant tarantula, but one that had a 4 to 5 foot leg span. Horrified, the couple proceeded to race away from the scene. Bonus points for doing a good job of avoiding the fate of an overly curious horror character, by the way. From what I could find, this was the most common and likely the most famous encounter described of these 8-legged absolute units. These giant spiders have been described by the local Baka natives as stealthy hunters, using methods akin to that of a trapdoor spider, a type of spider notable for its stealthy tactics. In addition to utilizing webs to capture prey, they also burrow shallow tunnels to hide and attack when prey comes within striking distance. There have actually been reports of oversized spiders in other regions of the world as well, believe it or not. In 2011, an episode of the television show in the UK, Man vs. Monster, investigated a giant spider cryptid in the Amazon by traveling to a remote village of the region, where local villagers stated that giant spiders were residing in holes in the jungle. Could these be similar to the Chabafufi described in Africa? Many of these native accounts I could find online when doing research see them being described as simply just another creature in the local wildlife that these locals have to contend with. Man, I wouldn't want to get caught in a human-sized web when walking through the jungle. There was one notable video of the Chabafufi captured which can be seen on YouTube, and I always get excited about any video evidence. In March 2013, a video uploaded on YouTube showed an alleged Chabafufi caught on black and white night vision camera. The video showed a water source among some trees at night. Suddenly, something scurries among the trees by the water, appearing like it's maybe hydrating itself, because of course that's important. It's in the darkness, slightly obscured by the trees, and then proceeds to disappear among the trees. Something definitely appears to be moving in this video that isn't human, but it's so quick and almost seems like a blur due to its distance from the camera. It's hard to make out, even with trickery-like filters trying to expose any additional detail. It can't be seen as conclusive, but one would hope. So, now that we've spoken about some of the evidence for these cryptids, what about the evidence against, which I'm sure some are hoping to hear? Like with any cryptid, there is always evidence against its existence, which is there to rain on the cryptid parade, it seems. From a scientific perspective, a common counter against the existence of giant spiders comes down to modern O2, or oxygen levels, simply not being able to sustain the lungs of such a massive arachnid, based on what is known to science currently about spider lungs and how they work. If these creatures were out there in the Congo, their lungs may be different from those that have been researched in known spiders. Perhaps it's a creature that appears similar to a spider, but in reality is something else, kind of like a coconut crab or a Japanese spider crab, some large arachnids that are currently known to science. On top of this, physical evidence isn't really all that common. Sure, we had that one black and white video from 10 years ago, but other than that one piece of footage that wasn't all that revealing and a little grainy, there aren't really any other photographs or videos. What about webs? We know that much smaller spiders can craft some sizable and beautiful patterned webs. If there is such a spider such as this in the Congo, imagine the size and intricacy of the webs belonging to the Chabafufi. I feel like these webs would have to be all over the place. However, no known massive webs have been reported and/or photographed in the jungles of the Congo from what I can gather, which to me does seem a little bearish on its existence, if you ask me. Now that we've gone over some of the evidence for and against the Chabafufi, what are my thoughts on its possible existence? Well, like I stated in the episode on the Mokele Bembe, if there's any part of the world that giant arachnids could stay hidden from prying human eyes, the wilds of the Congo would certainly be it. What makes me hesitant to deem it as being out there is the lack of physical evidence for these creatures. Therefore, I would personally have to rank it as unlikely to exist, but not flat-out non-existence. I couldn't find anything when researching that really dropped my jaw and made me sit back and ponder that it may just be real, and I should buy a flamethrower. Considering how widespread arachnophobia is, I'm sure many out there are glad to hear that and are grateful that this cryptid does not seem to be likely to be out there. Based on what we know about spiders as well, I feel that if such giant spiders were out there, their population would have to be fairly sizable. The reasoning for this is how much spiders we know are known to reproduce. Mother spiders have egg sacs that produce many eggs, which result in the birth of many spiderlings at one time. For example, in wolf spiders, births can result in hundreds of spiderlings at once. If the Chabafufi reproduced at such a rate, I would expect them to be practically overrunning the Congo. But maybe they are just experts at hiding from us. I don't know. As we know, some spider species use stealth when hunting prey, such as trapdoor spiders, and spend much of their time laying in wait to spring their trap. Perhaps that's how they operate? Therefore, on the rating scale, I'm going to rate it as unlikely, but maybe worthy of a bit more research. And with that, we have reached the end of a creepy crawly episode of Cryptids Folklore or More. Congratulations to anyone with a fear of spiders if you made it to this point in the episode. Like always, you can contact the podcast with feedback or suggestions at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That is all one word. There is also the Facebook page, Cryptids Folklore or More, that can be followed. Thanks for listening to the sixth episode. Unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.
'On the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.